You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Watching Tyron Smith, go through his presser with the Jets. I'll say this. You know, we talk about cowboy culture. And if there's any other franchise out there that deals with the external stuff as much as the Cowboys, the Jets are a pretty close second, I would say. So Tyron Smith is very accustomed to the fishbowl that he's jumped into. Yesterday in his presser, he let us know that while he is a Jet, it wasn't easy. And the Cowboys, well, they were a close second.
Honestly, I was letting my agent handle most of that stuff. I had a lot of other things going on at the time, but I just knew my main options was either going to be in Dallas or the Jets. And for when things were looking in Dallas, I knew it was most likely to be the Jets. And I honestly got excited for a new chapter in my life.
There's so much in that little statement for the way things were looking, man. It looked like I was done. Tyron was like, dude, by either inattention, inactivity, whether it's ignorance or apathy, things are going south.
It's just, why? You know, why are you like this? You know, we all know somebody who we wish would change a certain quality. That might be a big thing. That might be a small thing. Maybe you know somebody who, you know, pops their gum, whatever. And it's annoying. In this case, we all know somebody who is incompetent at running an NFL team. And this is a franchise icon. This is, I would say, maybe the second best draft pick in the Jerry, maybe the third best draft pick in the Jerry Jones era.
Oh, number one's probably, okay.
Well, number one's probably Larry Allen. And let me specify the Jerry Jones post Jimmy Johnson era.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't include any of the triplets. And obviously Irvin predated them. But Larry Allen would be number one. Like players that were only Jerry Jones. And I would say DeMarcus Ware's number two.
Dak.
Tyron's number three.
Dak. I love the kid, but fourth round pick.
Well, no, it depends on how you define greatest. Like greatest return on investment, definitely. But I mean, Tyron has been the best left tackle in the NFL
Hall of
for most
yeah,
of his
yeah,
career.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All three
yeah,
of
like
names
Dak,
are
Dak
Hall
has
of
never
famers.
Been
yeah,
the
no,
best
I get
quarterback.
I get you. I get you. Those, so, you're going to list three Hall of Famers, and absolutely, absolutely, no
right.
Question.
And then I would even go like Zach Martin, Jason Witten. Like those guys would certainly be ahead of Dak for me. Mm-hmm. But again, that's a conversation for a different day. So this is among the very best people to have ever played for you, exclusively for you, and you can't. You know, you can't just spend a little. You know what I mean? Like, it makes you look so cheap and so, you know, piss poor at this. And so, I mean, incompetent isn't a strong enough word. What semblance of hope does anybody have after they hear Tyron's words?
Okay. I do want to temper a little bit of this angst and sadness that you have. Because we are at the end of this guy's career. And while he did have a good season last season, was 13 games, this is still Tyron. And I fully expect him to spend a fair amount of time hurt next year. Now, whether, you know, how that manifests, we'll see. But he just doesn't stay healthy, and that's not going to stop. So it's not like we're waving goodbye to a current by play Hall of Famer. This is a Hall of Famer by stuff he did 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So I understand we lost a pillar with the Cowboys, but as far as play on the field, you and I both know we were talking about right tackle.
Okay,
frankly.
Well, that point though,
but you're right. But there's something deeper than that. It's more than just Tyron and the talent. It's the fact that you would let a pillar of the franchise go for a pittance. I mean, like it would have cost you a lot. If they'd have come back and they paid him 25, you go, man, I just wasn't going to pay it. We'd all said, we get you. But he didn't want to leave.
Why did the Jets pay Tyron? Even though it wasn't an exorbitant amount, why did the Jets pay him?
Because they got a quarterback that's worth the investment to protect. I mean, that's
right. And if you expand upon that, because they're trying to win the Super
Bowl. Yes.
Right. Like, that's why the Jets signed Mike Williams. That's why the Jets have done, you know, the Jets have had a sneaky, interesting offseason, right? The Jets have done things to where you can look at them and you can say, well, I think you might be a bit disillusioned, but at least, you know, you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
You're
like, I can respect that.
You're swinging. I don't care. You might strike, but you're swinging. I'm with you.
Yeah. Like, and like, it is the polar opposite approach from the Cowboys. Like, think about it. I'm not at all saying that, you know, peak Dak is peak Aaron Rodgers, but the Jets are so willing to you know, for the crumb of an opportunity that they are betting on 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off of a torn Achilles, right? And you, the Cowboys, won't bet on a 30-year-old quarterback coming off of a MVP-caliber season, a wide receiver who had the best season statistically in franchise history. You know, like, the fact that that team is more willing to get up off the couch and dance than you are is pathetic. I mean, it truly is pathetic. It,
you know, RJ, you've begrudgingly brought me down a road that I didn't think I would go. And I'm still not in the pit of despair that you're living. But it was a bit of an existential moment yesterday watching Tyron stand there and talk about being a Jet and, you know, the things. And you're thinking, this is just dumb. This situation I find myself today watching this, it's dumb. And it is representative of where you are. That it is a magnificent effort in just average to no knowledge or skill in a position that is so obviously required of that. And you just, it's bereft. You have nothing to bring to the table. Nothing.
It's really, really, really difficult to fathom. And everyone keeps dragging them for the all-in thing. They are making this bed, man.
Yes.
They are making this bed, and they're going to force everyone to lie in it with them when it is completely and totally on them. I mean, think about the players we talked about, you know, to kind of start this conversation, the best players drafted in the Jerry Jones era. Rank them however you want. But these are just other players that would be on a list of, I don't know, a top 20. Dez Bryant, Sean Lee, Dak certainly to that point. You could put Travis Frederick on that list. CeeDee Lamb now. That's Michael Parsons certainly belongs there. DeMarcus Lawrence, I think, has been a great player. Dan Bailey, not a draft pick. But, you know, you could find all these players who have been so talented that never even played in a title game. You know what I mean? Like, you're just wasting the careers of – and I don't know. I don't want to read too much into Tyron's body language and disposition.
RJ, but
my read on Tyron
exhale,
is
man.
He's
let
like,
it go, because you're in a spiraling pit of despair.
My read on Tyron is that even he's thinking, like, this is so dumb. You know, like, this is so dumb that I have to come play here. You know, this is so ridiculous that the Cowboys couldn't figure this out and that I have to move and come play here and pretend to be interested in playing for the Jets and look all stupid in this cartoon uniform.
And he could hit the campaign trail and have a big old glass of ayahuasca.